Advoco Signs, it's Jay. Can I help you?
Hey, Jay. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Danny?
I'm doing great. Jay, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you, you know, about that cutter plotter you're looking to add on.
Yeah, I believe, Danny, I'm going to go with my bank that I bank with, and they're going to get everything set up for me. I'm just going to take it out of my account and just buy that thing instead of financing it or anything.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. You're going to use your line of credit then for it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Sorry, buddy,
but I was... Yeah, no, there's no problem. I mean, I was just trying to help you out, if that's the route you're looking to go.
I've already got that line of credit there, so I figured, well, I've got quite a bit of it paid down, so I'll go ahead and use it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I appreciate you checking with me anyway, though.
Yeah, no problem, Jay. I definitely, you know, wanted to, you know, help you out, see if there was something, you know, we could do for you. Yeah, usually, I mean, what's the lifespan on those, the cutter and plotters?
Probably about 5 year, 5 to 6 year. They'll pretty much, you know, you'll start having to put money into them and replacing the heads, which usually costs about $4,000. So usually that time, it's about time to buy another one.
Exactly. Because it's, about the same price.
And then they get so outdated and stuff, too. Everything, new technology comes out, you know.
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone. It's like a flatbed printer or something like that.
Yes.
And that's like way larger than your average printer, I guess.
It is.
Yes. Because, like, I guess you guys have to, with those smaller plotters, you have to kind of do a portion of the sign and then do another portion, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Them flatbed presses, they're probably up there $100,000 or so.
Yeah. And does that, like, you know, help out with, you know, efficiency, or is that like
it usually just, you know, makes stuff a lot faster, a lot, I don't think it's a better print. It don't hold out as long as some of it, but I think now they've got them to where they've got different settings on it to where it'll lay down more ink, and it actually covers better, and they probably got it now to where it does last as long.
Yeah.
Longer, you know.
Yeah, and that's, so the way, that's what you notice, they sometimes they don't, it's just the ink they use, or is it the way it's pressed?
That's the way it's put down. I mean, sometimes they'll cut back on the coverage, and it'll actually lay down a lighter coat.
Uh-huh.
And it'll go faster when it's doing a lighter coat because it's not putting as much ink down.
Mm-hmm.
But when you slow it down to put more ink down, then, you know, you get better coverage and stuff.
Yeah.
But in the printing business, it's all about speed. I just, got to have it yesterday.
Yeah, right. That's true. And did you have, big projects coming up this summer? You guys already got lined out and everything?
Yeah, a few, but nothing that this... I mean, the printer that I've got should be able to handle it. I just had it worked on probably about 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So after a time or two of that, then I might be ready to... upgrade on it,
Yeah, exactly.
But I think now I'm just going to go ahead and get that plotter, and maybe everything will run a little smoother with it then.
Okay. All right, Jay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to, touch base with you, see if those plans are still on the horizon. I'm glad, we're able to bring those on online. So, yeah, if you do have anything else come up, I would definitely like to help you out. And, feel free to reach out.
All right. I appreciate you, Dan.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.